round, we're just going to start off with this season. Your team has gotten off to a rocky start, but what about Bristol Dragway? Are you hoping that this facility will provide a turnaround for your team?
Well, I tell you one thing is we came close here several times and went here at Bristol, and this in Virginia is the only racetrack that we haven't won on the whole tour yet. So this racetrack has always been special, especially for Father's Day weekend. I got my son Anson out here with me. He's out there in the pits working and going to see all of his race friends out here. So this has always been a special race for me coming out here Father's Day weekend. And we've been so close so many times. I've been here in the final. I had Dixon beat, and I actually hit my parachute early and lost by like 3/1000ths of a second. And I was like, I cannot believe I just hit it, because I was like, I got him. I went, what am I doing? I wanted the finish line to be over quick and actually hit my parachute early. I killed myself. I'm like, but with that being said, is that this weekend here is going to be hot. And when we come here to Thunder Valley, this is, to me, is one of my favorite racetracks on tour. Just when you come out here, it's like, I never in a million years dreamed that you can have a drag strip that goes down right between a mountain. You know what I mean? You cut out, you make a valley between a mountain and part of the grandstands go up into the hill. And when you look down, you can hear the roar and echo of what we race week in and week out here. And that's what makes Bristol so special to me, because you come here, we're coming out, and we're like, we're in this special, unique place. You just want to come out here, you want to do well. You want to race. I want to win every race I show up at. But this right here could be a great, great breakout race for us, because last race was definitely my fault. I pushed the tree a little hard last weekend, and I red-lighted, and I wanted to win bad. And then it was bad once I looked at my numbers that we would have had the quickest car of the whole E3 round at last race. I mean, we would have outran everybody by probably about 300 or 400. So, with that being said, it's like our car's back where it needs to be. It's going down the racetrack, and now we even picked it up and made it even go quicker. So we're looking forward to starting qualifying out here. I'm like anxious to get here and anxious to get out to racing and get started with everything. Just go out here and get back to what we know how to do, and that's to go one round at a time and put those wind lights up.
So this weekend, not only are you racing top field, but you're also running against Papa John in the Charity Challenge in your Toyota Camry. And this challenge donates $20,000 to the Infinite Hero Foundation. A couple years ago, Gary Linfoot, for those of you who don't know, he was a recipient of the Infinite Hero Foundation exoskeleton, and he was able to stand here for the first time for the national anthem. It's coming full circle for you, and you're now a part of this. What is it like to be a part of the Infinite Hero Challenge charity race?
Oh, it's an honor. It's an honor to be a part of it. You know, anytime that we do things, we've been part of Don Schumacher Racing, and Don himself and all of our race teams been a part of the Infinite Hero Foundation for a long, long time, since back even in the Oakley days. We always had a charitable dinner there each and every year, and now to continue on and bring something special to the racetrack with actually Papa John himself. You know, he gets to bring his gold Camaro out, and he really enjoys it, because, you know, I taught him how to race last year when he was racing Leah, and now he's coming out, he wants to spank up on all of us, you know, and I don't like that too much. I don't like losing no matter what I do. So the cool part is that I took my bumps and bruises the last couple of them, but this weekend here, we got something special for him. I'm going to show him what Sneaky Pete's all about. Got a little Sneaky Pete spray on our Toyota Camry, and it used to go like 10-30s, and now we can go some low 9s. So I'm just going to go out there and let the media know, because he doesn't even know what Sneaky Pete means, so he has no idea what I'm talking about. But you're going to see AB put a Sneaky Pete on Papa John this weekend. And at the end of the day, it doesn't make a difference who wins or loses, but we're going to have over 20 grand that goes to a great cause like Gary. And I remember before he stood up here for the first time in a national anthem, and he was paralyzed in a helicopter accident. And to see him with the assistance and everything else here, I remember it was a stand. Everybody stood up out the stands and saw him stand up for the national anthem. And I tell you what, I mean, it brought a tear to my eye and everybody around it. And Miss Terry Chandler, who sponsors all that, who's not here with us no more, but her funds still go out and keeps the Infinite Hero race car out there for the next 3 years, and to do things like we're doing right now for all of our soldiers, that it gives them that ray of hope that they can stand again, just like Gary does. So it's very special to all of us.
We'll open it up to media. Phil?
Can you pinpoint what's been the problems this year? I mean, I think the easy thing to look at is to talk about Brian Carotti leaving, but I'm sure it's deeper than that.
Well, the thing about it is that Brian Carotti leaving our team, that was definitely a blow to our team, because you lose such a crucial element. But that was only part of the chain reaction that happened, because what happens is that Brian left, we have to fill that void. So you take our car chief, who puts our cars together for the last 8 years, which was Brad Mason, who's our assistant crew chief, he moves up to the crew chief position, okay? Well, he moves up. He's no longer the car chief. We took Kyle, who was our cylinder head guy for the last 5 years, who was a great mechanic, moved him into Brad's position, which is a very hard position, which he's the car chief. And now he's got to be able to dissect and fix everything on the car, from all the management system, everything else. So he had to come up to speed with that. Then you take Matt Zachman, who's our clutch assistant, and move him to doing cylinder heads. And then on the same key as that, is that we didn't race the countdown as strong as we wanted to last year. That's why we didn't win the championship. We still won, I don't know, 53 rounds last year. And the only one that out-round raced us last year was Steve Torrance, who won 55, and everybody else didn't even win in the 40s. They won in the 30s. Leah won in the 40s. I'm sorry, Leah won like 48 or somewhere like that, and everybody else won 30 rounds of racing last year. So our team had a great year last year. We just didn't show up in the countdown the way we wanted to for the last six races. So we had to fix all those issues that we had last year by losing Bryant too. And then it just compounded on us. And then we had some other parts failures and issues at the beginning this year too with our race car that, like, you know, we started out the first three or four races decent, where we went to the finals, went to the semifinals and stuff like that. But we were fighting all those issues, and it's caught up with us where we were trying to problem solve and we weren't racing. And now we switched our whole car combination around because we implemented four new clutch discs in our car. Not one, not two, not three, but four. So it changed our whole combination around, where we started with that right before we raced Chicago. And Chicago was our first key with that, and we've been building on it. And now we've got all of our parts issues fixed. We got our race car right, and now we're starting to see the benefits of it. We're starting to get back into the group that we used to be in, where we're able to go down the track every run, and we're picking at it to make it better and better. And Virginia was definitely our breakout race that we could have put in the winner's circle, but the driver ain't show up. So now, hopefully this race here, we can get everything in line and make it happen here in Bristol, and it'll be the perfect race to get it to happen, because this is a race that we've been wanting to win so bad. But I learned from the last race that we're just going to be like Ray Charles and let it do what it do, and just relax and go out and have fun and not put no pressure on, but just race how we was always racing the previous years.
Bobby Bennett.
I know you said that the loss of Brian Carotti was just one of many things that compounded. But what was the biggest significant loss in losing Brian that you had on that team?
Well, with Brian, it's just like that. It's just that all the people that were in the positions that they were in at, when I just literally send all the people that switched positions, even though they're on the same team, they're all doing different jobs. So you got to get everybody to gel and be right. It's like saying LeBron James is going to go be a center. We're going to have Kyrie Irving be a power forward. Like, you're switching all these different positions. Or we're going to have an offensive player play a defensive player position. It's like we started from scratch. We literally had to start from scratch, and we all had to gel and everybody get in unison of doing what they were doing. Like, our bottom end guy went to, he's still building the short blocks, but he's building the cylinder head on. You know, we have a new guy that came in on a team that's brand new, that's never even been in a race, and fresh out of a tech school, who was our clutch assistant that came in.
Yeah, I got
you know
that.
What I mean? So the biggest thing of it is that when you lose two people from a race team and everybody takes a different role, it's just trying to everybody to get their bearings right and grow. So, and that's what we've been doing. And I'm happy for the countdown this year. You're gonna hear me complaining about it. I'm gonna love it this year. So, but that being said, is that we're growing, and what I've seen and what I've been feeling on the inside, we grew a great we've grown a great deal since Pomona this year, and we're only getting better. And I think we're going to be better and stronger than what we ever was. And Brian being gone, losing him, what you lose is anybody can sit at a computer and type in a tune-up. But when you have these great tuners, and I don't even call them tuners, what I call them, they're doctors. And what I mean by doctors is that when you have all the years in, like Brian and Mark Oswald has in, or like somebody like a Mike Neff or a Jimmy Crock and like Ron Tobler, those guys they're able to diagnose problems and fix them from one round to the next. Where other people come in, they can put the tune-up numbers in and they can't fix the problem, and it takes them 5 races to fix. You get what I'm saying? And that's the difference where somebody that's on that Brian Karate, look what he's done with Courtney Force's car this year. You know what I mean? The car was already running good, but he's able to diagnose problems and help them fix it from round to round and keep it together and make it consistent. And that's what you get. And that's what you track that word back on now. And that's what made our top fuel car so good. We went down the track 90% of the time. And now, if you look at our car at the last race, we went down every run except for one run last race. Every round. We didn't smoke the tires 3 times in qualifying. We didn't do this. And now we're back on that path and we know how to do it. It just was just getting our team and sinking it back to that position that we're used to doing.
Came back and got me. Came back and answered me.
I got you.
Any other questions from the media? Sand Creek more?
Sorry for my memory, but what is that again that you're going to do to beat the Papa John's car?
I'm going to put a little Sneaky Pete on it.
Okay.
You don't know what Sneaky Pete is?
Yeah.
Stan, you've been around this sport for years, man.
Unfortunately, we go in circles.
You go in circles. Sneaky Pete, man. Somebody got the Sneaky Pete bottle when they spray the nitrous on people when they ain't supposed to have nitrous, man.
Okay.
Hey, did Leah have the Sneaky Pete on her car at Chicago?
No, she didn't have the Sneaky Pete. No, she did. That was a transmission line broke on her car.
Oh, okay.
It actually was a transmission line that broke. The transmission ain't break. She actually broke a transmission line.
A whole lot of smoke.
That was the oil hitting that hot engine. That tranny fluid.
Alrighty. Wow.
All right. We're all good?
Antron, best of luck this weekend.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
What's that?